It's summertime, and that's all the excuse most folks need to light up the backyard barbecue. But hot dogs burned over a charcoal grill obviously can't compete with slow-smoked brisket from one of the barbecue meccas of Memphis, Kansas City, the Carolinas, or Texas. NPR's John Burnett tried out some ribs around the Lone Star State. He found that barbecue isn't only a matter of taste, it's also a hot competition between restaurants and how they transform raw meat into an American delicacy.
Parker Turner, the head pitman at Cooper's Barbecue in Llano, Texas, stands over an open-air steel pit, enfogged in smoke and wielding a long-handled fork. It's hot, the smoke stings his eyes, the hours are long, and he loves his work.
I'm an ex-truck driver. I used to run Nationwide, and as far as barbecue, this is it. I've tried it everywhere. It don't work. How y'all doing? What can I do for you?
Oh, let's see. What you got? I got
pork rib, pork and beef sausage, pork chops. Got one cabrito ham, sirloin, chicken, and brisket.
In Texas, people take their barbecue very, very seriously. Preferences run as deep as football loyalties. Every president from Texas is expected to have his favorite. LBJ cooked his own on the ranch. George Bush the Elder chose Otto's in Houston. His son likes Cooper's, which also made it into Texas Monthly Magazine's coveted Big Three. At Cooper's, instead of ordering at a counter, customers line up next to the steaming pit and point to the cuts they want.
I want about 4 pounds of brisket.
Okay,
about medium, well done.
Sauce on it?
Yeah, that'll be fine. Can't wait to go home and eat.
And when it comes to barbecue, no pilgrimage is too long. In the parking lot of Cooper's, about an hour northwest of Austin, 4 Harley riders are buckling on their leathers.
We came all the way from Houston just for lunch. Been riding all day. And nobody has a pork chop like that. Nobody.
Like politics and religion, everybody in Texas, it seems, has an opinion about barbecue. Should it be cooked directly over coals or indirectly with a firebox to the side? Should the sauce be thin and vinegary or thick and sweet or not present at all? What's the best wood? Oak, mesquite, or hickory? However it's prepared, there's change in the smoke wafting from restaurant exhaust vents.
Hot barbecue!
Barbecue is going high-tech. Most new barbecue restaurants are installing stainless steel smokers with features like self-basting rotisseries, automatic smoke vents, and thermostatically controlled gas jets that light and relight the wood. Chefs say the gas cookers make the food more consistent, they use less wood, and they're easier. Don Blake, owner of Blake's Barbecue in Houston, says he wouldn't be in the barbecue business if it weren't for his Southern Pride brand gas cooker, whose webpage promises that genuine barbecue taste and delicious profitability.
With the Southern Pride, it's less work and I can put out more product with the same taste or even better than that old contraption. And I don't have to be smelling like smoke and my eyes all red. With every time you raise that old contraption up, that smoke hits you right in the face in the heat. This here's a lot simpler and the product is just as good.
But have you had barbecue purists say that this is a shortcut?
I've had people that travel all over Texas that go around and taste different barbecue. They didn't know the difference.
Which raises another troublesome question. Can barbecue from a newfangled gas cooker compare to that from an old-fashioned pit? To answer this requires a trip to one of the temples to the old way, Louis Muller's, where customers leave their dietary conscience at the door.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I need about 4 slices of untrimmed brisket. Lay the cholesterol on there and a slice of one length sausage. Yes, sir.
Northeast of Austin, through cotton fields and past Lutheran churches, is the town of Taylor, where the Muller family has been smoking meat since the Eisenhower era. Like many of the best barbecue stands in Central Texas, Louis Muller's started off as a meat market, smoking scraps of unwanted meat as a side business. Eventually, the barbecue pit outlived the grocery. The owner, Bobby Muller, Louis' son, knows a gas cooker would save him time and energy.
I'd rather get up a little earlier, work a little harder, and have the same quality of stuff. And
and that's to try to modernize and speed up the process.
By the time his first customer arrives, he's been stoking his fire and turning the meat for 6 hours.
Usually start around 4 a.m. and cook it till it's done. Use no gas or any other kind of artificial heating. It's strictly wood. The meat's seasoned with nothing more than a salt and pepper rub, and that's basically it.
And in turn, 50 years of wood smoke have seasoned the cavernous old shotgun building. The green walls, hung with beer signs and Little League pictures, are tinted a greasy hue familiar to fire marshals.
One of my sons got in trouble, so part of his deal was to clean walls for 1 week down here. And got a lot of people fussing at us because nobody liked the idea of us cleaning the walls. They liked the old smoky look, so left it alone.
2 pork ribs, Bobby, and a link of sausage.
Jim Shaheen is an Austin rider of Lebanese parents. He became a self-described barbecue fanatic after moving to Texas 24 years ago. After lunch, he pushes back from the table and contemplates the state of the smoking art.
They're an endangered species, the pit man, because that's what he does. His art is in how to regulate that fire. I remember one barbecue man telling me the most important ingredient in making great barbecue is patience.
Over the years, Shaheen has written about and consumed a fair amount of barbecue around the country, and he concedes there is good new barbecue.
We like to romanticize the older places. We want to believe that everything was more pure then. We want to believe that Jerry Lee Lewis was a more pure rocker than Metallica. But it doesn't mean that as things evolve, things don't also perhaps improve. Now, in barbecue, it's not to say that you can't get really good barbecue from ovens.
Having said that, he saves his soliloquy for Louis Muller's brisket.
The flavor of it is just outstanding. I mean, it's infused with, in my mind, a perfect mating of the magic of smoke, salt, and pepper, which is all they use. And somehow it makes this extremely tough, cheap cut of meat brisket into this absolutely luxurious meat experience.
Barbecue, sliced beef and bread, ribs and sausage and a cold big red. Barbecue makes whole ones be young. Barbecue makes everybody someone. If you're feeling puny, you don't know what to do, treat yourself to some meat, eat some barbecue.
Barbecue is back, by the way. Nobody has exact numbers, but the restaurants, particularly chains, are popping up everywhere. The barbecue industry now supports 3 annual conferences, 10 newsletters, and more than 500 cook-offs around the country. Maybe it's an offshoot of the authenticity movement. People are yearning for something real, something unaltered. Don't expect to find Texas barbecue rubbed with cilantro pesto, lightly dusted with Navajo cornmeal, or stuffed with roasted pumpkin seeds. Our barbecue trail comes to an end in the West Texas city of Abilene, 150 miles west of Fort Worth. Harold's Barbecue serves East Texas style, which is in the black cooking tradition, with its fatter meats and thicker sauce accompanied by soul food side dishes. Harold Christian's brisket and pork ribs, smoked for 14 hours over oak, his sweet greens and hot water cornbread, have become a legend in Abilene. The chef is also proud of his sauce.
It's very different. It doesn't have a vinegar taste to it. Keep you belching 3 days. You can eat it and go on about your business and enjoy life rather than taking Zantac. You know what I mean?
It's a wonder to Christian that this humble cuisine, once the daily fare of cowhands and Pullman porters, has become so popular.
Brisket used to be given away to the black community because brisket is the fattest part of the cow that you can buy. But it took a turn through barbecue business, and now people, that's all they want, brisket, brisket, brisket.
But there's something else customers come for at Harold's Barbecue, something not on the menu.
I am the choir director of my church, which is the Mount Moriah Baptist Church of Abilene, Texas. And people that had heard me sing and know I can sing would come into my restaurant and ask me to sing, and so I began to sing in the restaurant. So then it became part of the business. And I sing because I'm happy.
Which just goes to show what barbecue lovers have known all along. Barbecue is good for the soul. John Burnett, NPR News, Abilene.
His eyes is on.